Hey, I'm Erica, a plus-size Jill of all trades in Atlanta, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Diaries, my voice diary, where I discuss the happenings in my life, the things I'm learning and unlearning, my journey through self-discovery and growth, and everything else I should probably write down, but it really feels better to talk this shit out. Thanks for tuning in. A quick note before we start. In case the title doesn't give it away, this is a personal voice diary, which means this podcast will contain explicit language. I feel free to express myself on this platform and in this vein. You've been advised. Brown Sugar Diaries starts now. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Brown Sugar Diaries. How are you? How was your week? What are your weekend plans? I hope it's something good. I hope it's something to set your soul on fire. Whatever you do, do it well and do it with love. Whew. It has been a rough week, okay? It has been a very, 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 very rough week. Medically, it's just been baby after baby after baby. Been in the OR several times this week. Not by my call, by my attending. And it's been heated in the hospital. Because I'm like, this is not required, a cesarean. But, you know, people want to flex their authority. And, you know, basically push that they're in charge and I'm in training and, you know, that type of shit. On the doula side, also stressful. Babies, pregnancies, all the things. Yeah. It's just been a lot. It's been a lot. And girl is tired. But I hope y'all had a great week. And yeah, I hope your weekend is even greater. I that's not at all what I wanted to talk about in this episode. But I wanted to dissect something that my therapist like gathered me together about this week in therapy. And it was about, I think some weeks ago, I mentioned something like at the end of my session. And don't, at the end of your session, don't you say something really good? If you're in therapy, you say something really good at like the last 5 minutes, like right before it's time to click off. And then my therapist would write it down and be like, we'll talk about it later. And so I don't remember exactly what I said. But it was along the lines of me having, like, abandonment issues and feeling like, you know, I jokingly say that I have abandonment issues because real life, nobody has abandoned me. Nobody has abandoned me. I don't know why I say it because I know there are people who really have abandonment issues, so I really need to stop saying it. But we slowly inched our way back to me saying that I have abandonment issues. And I don't really remember why I said it. I don't remember why I said it, but that's in jest what I said, and we worked our way back to it, and she said, you know, the problem is, she said, even if you did have, like, for real abandonment issues, she said, because you don't have them, the problem is, you want a people when you want a people, meaning, you want people to be around and with you and near you when you feel like being bothered. Because she's realized that though she's realized I do have a big personality, I am very much an introvert. Like, it's really good for me to be by myself. It's really good to be a recluse and stay in my bubble because peopling can be exhausting for me. And in my line of work, I people all day, every day. So when it comes to like building community, it's easy for me because people are attracted to my personality, but also it's exhausting for me because people, like, I just love your energy. I love your energy. And it's like, shit. When I hear I love your energy, to me, that sounds like you about to drain the fuck out of me. Because I always have to be on. Like, I always have to be this big personality. Like, I don't get to be calm. And it's not to say that that big personality is not naturally me. It is. That's just my personality once I'm comfortable. And even if it's a situation where I'm around people that I'm comfortable and they invite new people around, people get exposed to that big personality. Like, I'm goofy. I'm going to crack jokes. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to be this, you know, whatever, whatever. But I'm very much an introvert. Very much. And so that's what she was saying, that the problem is, like, I want to people when I want to people. And it's often inconvenient for other people. Yeah, she was like, if you actually did have real abandonment issues, the problem would be you not holding the people who actually abandoned you accountable. It would be you, the issue is that you project your abandonment issues on other people. So you hold other people hostage and hold other people accountable instead of making people, the people who actually walked away and didn't show up for you, accountable. And I was like, oh, oh. And the example she gave, she was like, okay, take a person who doesn't have the family dynamic that, you know, you have. And I was like, okay. So put a pin in that. My family dynamic, my immediate family dynamic, like, we're super close, right? It's always been me, my mom, my dad, my brothers. And that's it. Like, I can't tell you I spent summers with my grandmother on either side. I can't tell you that I have this, like, super, 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 super close relationship with cousins. Like, I know them, and, like, we talk. It's cool. It's cordial. But I ain't spent summers with them. I ain't grow up with them. That kind of thing. I grew up with one cousin in the city on my mom's side, and we rarely saw her until, like, her mama just came, my aunt just came from under the rock, like, because she just kind of would disappear and go ghost and, you know, reappear. And so we didn't really see them a lot. But that's our family dynamic. It's easy for me to close off to immediate family, because that's what I've always known. It's not always been family in the city, so that's just, we were raised under the premise that we all we got. And so that's just kind of how I move. When you make it into my immediate circle, that's it. I don't let too many people in my inner circle like that. Like, who see the best and worst of me. I let so many people in like that. And so what she was saying was, she's like, take a person who doesn't have your family dynamic, who isn't super close, you know, to their immediate family or extended family for whatever reason, and let's just say that they do have abandonment issues because, you know, they didn't have anybody who showed up for them. They didn't have anybody to support them when they did X, Y, and Z. Or maybe they didn't do anything, you know, extracurricular in school because they knew that nobody would show up. That person has abandonment issues. And what they tend to do is project and demand that, let's say, their friendships, be their source of support that their family didn't give. And so the issue then becomes that, like, they feel abandoned when friends don't show up how they would imagine that they would show up. And so they tend to overexert themselves showing up for other people in hopes of being the example of how to show up for people. And then the issue becomes, like, it's always the don't nobody do for me like I do for them. Nobody shows up for me like I show up for them. And so the problem is they not holding the motherfuckers who actually abandoned them accountable and placing these not necessarily unrealistic demands, but demands on people who really didn't have shit to do with them being abandoned. I said, damn. But she brought it back home, looped it back around to me. And she was like, wow, you don't place those demands on people. I do this level of holding people accountable where if you in my immediate circle, if you in my inner circle and something happens, something's achieved, something's whatever, like I expect that support. I don't expect it from outside people because them outside motherfuckers ain't never been, you know, that supportive. They've never been those people. So I don't care too much about them. I don't. But I expect the people who have historically shown up for me to show up. And so I started thinking more after the session, and I was like, am I holding myself accountable because I have a part to play in this too, as opposed to assuming that people would just show up like how I imagine they should show up, or just saying to them directly like, hey, this is what's going on, I would like for you to be there, as opposed to just having this unspoken expectation or unspoken requirement that you're gonna be there and you're gonna do this because you've always done this. And it's selfish. It's not taking into account that people got shit to do. People are busy. People have jobs. People have lives. And contrary to popular belief, they don't revolve around you. It has nothing to do with you. That was a big, like, eye-opener for me. I can't even really say a big eye-opener because I knew that. But it's kind of, it's real, real when it hit home like that. It's real, real when it hit home like that. Like, damn. Like, you're not entitled to someone's free time. Having free time doesn't mean that a person has to spend it with you because that's what you would like. If you would like that, then figure out a time that is convenient for both parties and hang out. And I think the problem is, and it's not just me, we people when we want a people. Of course, everything revolves around our convenience and our happiness and our desires. And I think that's just a selfish part of all of us. Like, we want what we want when we want it. I don't know. I feel like I'm all over the place, but this makes sense in my head. But do you hold your people accountable? Do you hold yourself accountable? The people who really didn't show up for you, do you hold them accountable? Or do you just like make these demands or have these expectations of other people that are, I won't say unrealistic, but sometimes they can be. Some people have unrealistic expectations. They're not always unrealistic, but sometimes they can be quite extensive. And ultimately, kind of a stifling or smothering. And that's never what you want to do to people that you care about. So, do you hold those people accountable? Or do you let them go scot-free because you just feel like they're never going to change? And that's just who they are. They're always going to be that way. But then you have the expectation that others outside of that circle have to be this way and have to do this thing this way and have to perform this way for you. For you to feel supported, for you to feel loved, for you to feel whatever you feel when that happens for you. And there's no room for error. And there's no room for change. And there's no room for anything less than what you deem acceptable. Because regardless of the relationship, people don't always get it right. Right? There will be fuck-ups. There will be mistakes. There will be fallouts. There will be whatever. And maybe not, it's not a fallout. Maybe it'll just be simple discord. Maybe it'll just be a small little, you know, heated debate. It doesn't have to be, you know, a big all-out, drag-out brawl. It doesn't have to be that. But still, is your anger properly placed? Is your disdain properly placed? Because a lot of times it ain't. And I realize that mine is misplaced. Mine is misplaced. And I have to work on that. I feel like I need to, just all around in general, I feel like I need to better manage my expectations. And not be so quick to say, this or this or this didn't happen because X, Y, Z, or go to an extreme conclusion of like not being supported, nobody's ever there, that kind of thing. Yeah, I gotta work on that. Let's get into the spoonful of sugar. The spoonful of sugar segment is inspired by the Mary Poppins phrase, "A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down." In this segment, I give an inspirational quote or piece of encouragement because sometimes we just need a little pick-me-up, or in this case, a spoonful of sugar to make a tough, unpleasant situation or hard pill to swallow just a little bit sweeter. Dear sugar, make sure you communicate your expectations or desires of the people you care about, because can't nobody read your mind. And it's rude and selfish to be angry with people when they, one, don't even know what they did or didn't even know what was expected or desired from them. Do better. Myself included. Alright? Y'all play nice. I'll holla at y'all. Bye. Are you following me on social media? I don't believe you are. You need to fix that. Go on Instagram and follow me at Brown Sugar Diaries. Go on Twitter at BRWN Sugar Diaries. Go on Facebook, Brown Sugar Diaries Podcast. You can even send me an email, boo, brownsugardiariespodcast@gmail.com. And go on the website, brownsugardiaries.com, and read my diary. Okay? There's a lot of good tea in there. But anyway, make sure you rate, review, like, share, and subscribe. Share with your mama and your cousin and your baby daddy now. And make sure we get this thing popping. Okay? Okay. Y'all play nice now.
For more shows like this one, visit rockcandyrecordings.com.